Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Fly Girl Show. Yes, I know, I started off the same way. I always tell you that we have an exciting show and blah, 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 blah. Well, I do have another exciting show, and you're going to be so excited. We're doing a soft launch. I introduced you to my mastermind group once before, and it's the mastermind. EPOC is the name of our group, and that stands for Empowering People of Color. So we had a little show, and I introduced you to them. Well, we're having a soft launch tonight, even though we're going to be discussing Gay Pride Month. We're not historians, so we can't really give you all the history. But what we're going to do is just kind of have a little, conversation with the masterminds is what we're going to call it. And so we're going to have a little soft launch because we're going to present this to you. We're calling that EPOC Third Thursday. So we're going to keep you informed, let you know some of our topics, and you just want to just kind of chime in and listen to some adult conversation and point of views. They're just our point of view. It doesn't have to be yours, but just chime in and see what other people are thinking. So with all of that being said, let's start this fabulous show. And I'm going to reintroduce you to my mastermind partners in crime, and we call ourselves EPOC. So let me bring in Dr. Vincent Wiggins. Hello there, Vince. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Case? I'm just glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. Glad that you're here, too, in so many ways. So tonight we're just going to just bring up the importance of Gay Pride Month, which started back in 1960, for those who don't know. And it was, let me just read a little bit for you here. It celebrated each year in June to honor the 1969 Stonewall Uprising in Manhattan. And the uprising was the tipping point for the gay liberation movement in the United States. And this celebration, this recognition is for those that were died in honor of those that lost their lives in hate crimes or HIV or AIDS. And so this month is just to recognize and to give honor to those who stood up for a cause. And because of that, so many wonderful things have come about this. So once again, I'm going to bring back in Dr. Wiggins. Vince, go ahead and just give us a little bit of how you feel about Gay Pride and how it's evolved in your life and the importance of it, if you wouldn't mind sharing some of that with us.
So, Casey, thank you. And like you, I'm not a historian, but I just like that you highlighted some important things when it comes around celebrating this month. And it is a month-long celebration. It's actually more than a month. But for looking at just where we're starting off and as we get into more conversation about Pride, it's just something that we are proud that we'll be able to be in this conversation to have with you. Just to give you all a little background, I am in education. So I'm a part of administration in higher education, and I really think it's important how we are inclusive, and at the times and things that we're going through now, I think this is even more timely. So when we look at it, let's definitely celebrate Pride, but it's going to be interesting, especially being with EPOC, talking about how people of color is also involved in this journey that we're traveling on. So one of the things that we do also with my partner and my husband, Herbert, who you'll meet soon, is we have a business called Small Bites. And Small Bites is really looking at how do we bring technology to close the cultural lag and the division between people of color and those who might be in the majority and have access to technology. So I'm not going to go on and on about it, but I'm just glad that we have this time to celebrate. Right about now, I'll probably be getting ready for this weekend, going out to the parade and celebrating. And so it's good that we have this virtual space, and I'll share some other things that are happening in the virtual environment. But I'm really glad we have this time to celebrate the Pride with gay people involved.
Exactly. You, and thank you so much for taking time to be on the show. And as I said, this is just kind of a soft launch for just easy conversation and just giving our kind of point of views and just really recognizing what's going on at this time. So many wonderful things. The Supreme Court just did a wonderful ruling where there could be no discrimination on the job site, and that was very important because, you know, the that's what part of gay pride is all about, is standing up and realizing that we have equal rights, just like anybody else does. So for those that don't know the importance of it, stay tuned. You should read up on it. So at this point, let me bring in the other lady in the show. And her name is, what's your name? And her name is Rhonda. And, of course, everybody, you know I was just kidding because she's my partner in crime. So, Rhonda, come on in and tell us what you think about Gay Pride Month and what if it has any importance to you.
I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose my mind, and I think I like it. I am excited about this month. I am. And so, Casey, I, as much as I love you and all of the things that you say, I'm always, like, in tune to it. But I'm not going to – I'm going to say, let's stop saying partners in crime. We are partners in success, baby. How's that?
Oh,
partners
oh.
in success. Yeah. That's how we rolling.
All right. Then
so
I'll change my terminology.
That's okay. That's what we're all here. We're all learning from each other, right? That's what we do at EPOC. So my name is Rhonda Thomas, and I am an author, speaker, and I consider myself a transformational coach. I do speaking events and things of that sort. Part of being part of this EPOC group has been absolutely wonderful for me. I, you know, just working with these three individuals and us talking on a regular basis and helping each other with our businesses and things of that sort. When it comes to the Pride Month and Black Pride, and I know we're going to get into that, I feel so wonderful about that. And I feel like all of us have someone in our families or someone that we love, that someone we're close to, that may not have come out yet, and but we all know and things of that sort. And so when it gets to the point where you just want to feel comfortable in the skin you're in and not being concerned about what other people think and feeling confident to be able to walk in your truth, I think that that's a wonderful thing. I just think that's a wonderful thing. So.
I think so. I think you're right, and thank you for all the comments that you just made because they were so enlightening, number one, and so truthful because this is a month that we are fighting for something. We're fighting racism and sexism and everything, but these are just something. How do you not look at me as an equal person, which goes into the voting rights? You know, we weren't counting as a full person when they were taking the census many years ago. So as a little plug, everyone – do your census and mail it in, please, for my audience that's listening. Please, 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 it's very important. Now, getting back to this, they, as I said, the Supreme Court just passed a bill stating that it was not fair for anyone to be discriminated against because of their preference, their sexual preference. So, Herb, we're going to bring you in on that one. This is Herbert Henderson. And so we can kind of get your opinion on what do you think about that, and isn't it a wonderful thing for the Supreme Court to do the right thing?
Hello. Thank you for inviting me. Happy Pride. Yeah, I always think during Pride, you know, especially generationally, how people have grown up. When they were younger, you know, things were different. You didn't come out quite as much, or, you know, things weren't quite as accepted as they are now, especially in the smaller towns. But places like Chicago, New York, you know, San Francisco, they really celebrate as a community coming out, being proud of who you are. And as you mentioned with the Supreme Court, you know, now we have the backup of legal, you know, things. As we remember growing up in the 70s, Black Power and you know, all that stuff. Well, that's one thing, but, you know, when you have legal representation, that's another thing. So it's not legal to discriminate because of being Black or being gay. So in the workplace, especially, I'm really glad that we've been protected over the years, and that's what you were touching on, I believe.
Absolutely. On all those topics that you just brought up, because definitely in the workplace, either denying them a job or denying a promotion, it's all involved, and thank heavens. And people don't do the right thing all the time. So we all have to have laws to make people abide by them. And so definitely this is something that it was a shame it had to go all the way to the Supreme Court to have the ruling on it. But you know what? We'll take what we get, because fair is fair and right is right. So, you know, I remember, and it's never the, it's not a big thing in our family, because we've had, as some people say, we know black people. Well, we've known a bunch of people, gay people, forever. And it was never a surprise, nor was it a well, surprise is probably the right word for it. One of our family members came out. And, you know, it must be a very hard thing to do, because you never know who's going to accept you. The people that have been your friends may not be your friends. And so, because to me sometimes it's like, I think people deserve to have privacy. Why do you have to tell everybody your preference? I mean, why wouldn't I just tell everybody, hey, I got five boyfriends? I mean, you know, it's none of their business what you have. But I can understand you people that are gay wanting to stand up and be recognized and accepted as they are. So, okay, it's that's the road we go down. But when our family member came out, it was, they had an attitude more than we had an attitude, because it was like, okay, I told everybody, now I don't want to talk about it. Well, that wasn't going to go well with me, because it's like, nobody cares if you're gay, but if you think that you can walk around with a funky attitude, that one ain't going to work. So at that point, that's how we embraced our family member, and I'm sure, but they knew that we had an open mind. But just to really say, be face-to-face with someone and tell someone they're gay and know that you are totally accepted, and they look at you like, and? You know, so that has never been an issue. But how do you think, one of you guys chime in, you know, I can see you on Zoom, so I can see you. Chime in and tell me, how do you think you should maybe approach someone in your family that you know, and let's see, how would you think you should handle that? Should you just continue to go and pretend like you don't know? Or do we really allow people that privacy? So anyone can chime in.
Well, what I like to say about that is everyone has their own individual pace, maybe. I don't think anything should be forced by, you know, family member or friend. Some people are just not ready. Some people are not comfortable. Some people just need the experience of being who they are, you know, like gay, and being in a community that is accepting before they can actually come out, let's say, to family. It is, it's not easy. It can be difficult. But the thing is, you know, everybody has a different pace and different way of doing it.
Okay, sure, Vince, please, chime in and tell us what you think.
I think Herbert hits on it. And so one of the things I just want to make sure your audience realize, because I don't know if they know by our voices, but we are a mature crowd. And I think that's really important to consider, because from a cultural aspect with this movement, I want everybody to understand the inclusiveness that needs to be everybody. And that just doesn't include race, gender, but sexuality, your preference. So I think that's really important. So when you ask that question, it is complicated. There are layers. And I think within our own community, we'll talk about black pride and black gay pride, that it's important that inclusiveness is there. And it's not really about your preference so much as your identity. And I think the more we move towards loving each other as an individual, and I think that's what's important about EPOC, is that we work together to empower each other and not break each other down. I think we really need to look at how much we continue to do that, because when I think about me today, I grew up with not being able to be married, and now today I can. So I just think it's important to think about that.
I think that you're right. And, you know, I'm just going to have to alert our audience. We're going to have a little technical difficulty here. I think we're going to get kicked out of the studio in about 24 seconds. So we're going to come back in a few seconds. We're going to reschedule. So for my audience that's listening, please don't go away because we're going to have part two of what you have just heard. And our topic today is gay pride and what it means to us, and just sharing some of our personal stories or some of our point of view. But stay tuned because we're going to get kicked out of the studio, but we will be right back.